Hi, and welcome to the next episode of Belly to Belly. And we're here with a great friend, Dave Rocchio, today to talk about Select USA preparation. Dave is with the law firm Lando & Anastasi. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. So we're talking about Select USA, which obviously is a large event. And part of what we're trying to do is help the companies coming get a preview of resources that they can meet before they come. So any pre-contact that can happen just makes the event that much better and more effective for everyone. So it would be great if you wouldn't mind taking a minute or two and giving a little bit of a profile of what your firm does to help companies coming into the U.S.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. So we are an intellectual property law firm. So we only deal with intellectual property matters. That's the traditional ones, patents, trademarks, copyrights. As you can imagine, when companies are coming into the U.S., there's a lot of concerns, a lot of things to think about. One of the major ones they should be thinking about is IP, making sure they have all their rights registered, they have applications filed, because IP rights are territorial. So these companies often might have things in their home countries or regions, but coming into the U.S., it's a whole nother process. So we help them get that squared away, make sure they're not missing anything and they don't hit any hurdles or roadblocks going to hurt them down the line.
That's great. Well, it's fantastic. So what, we've met through Select USA and seen you there for several years, but what is it about the event that keeps you coming back?
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, if there's ever a big proponent of the Select USA summit, it's me. I mean, I love it. I think it's just a great place to meet folks like you, to meet others who are similarly situated in their desire to either come here as a company or to help those companies. And you know when you go there that the companies that are there and the people that are there are really interested, right, in getting the information they need. They are actually interested in coming to the U.S. They're not just like feelers. They're people who are actually interested in doing business and getting help. So you already know there's some pre-vetting that's done, and it's a great spot. And, you know, like we had met at the conference, and it's just a, you know, the networks you can build there are truly tremendous. And I built out my own network, and it's attached to others. And it's amazing that the different connections that have been made and continued. And it's not, I often run into people, I'm like, you know, new person, I'd mention Select USA, they're like, oh, are you going out on the summit? I'm like, oh, of course. So just a great event, especially from the, you know, from the IP perspective. You know, the first year I went, so I've been going 6 or 7 years now. The first year they didn't have their tech segment. Now they do. And for us on the technology side, just a great place to meet startups and startup technology companies. It's really wonderful.
Brilliant. Cool. So thinking about the companies coming, you know, some have been to the U.S. before, some already have some ongoing operations. Others, this is their first visit to the U.S. and Select USA. So, you know, being a veteran, what recommendations would you have for companies coming in terms of how to get the most out of this sort of 10-ring circus?
Oh, that's a great way to put it, because, you know, I remember the first year I went just kind of showing up and being totally overwhelmed, because it is a big conference, a lot going on, a lot of people, a lot of information, right? So I think there's like three things you can try to do. And they all kind of stem from the idea of like shrinking the room, right? I mean, it's such a big conference. How can you make it a smaller group of people that you really connect with, you build trust with, you build relationships with, right? I would say, you know, one, try to get involved in one of the smaller segments of groups, right? So maybe you get involved in the tech pitch sessions. Maybe you speak. Maybe you volunteer in some form or fashion. That necessarily gets you the ability to meet other people on a closer personal level than just, you know, walking around and meandering. I mean, there's value to that, networking and checking out the booths and talking to people. But if you can end up in a group with similarly situated and focused people, I think it makes it a lot easier. Second, I guess, and this is kind of a plug for one specific organization, but there's in the tech side, there's a specific group, the Women in Tech Mentoring Program. I have found, you know, met amazing women in that program, amazing tech companies. They're always hosting events. They're getting bigger and bigger on the tech side, and looking to help those tech companies. It's just a great place to meet lots of companies. And if you're a women-owned startup coming to the United States, it's just a great place to get some advice, right? And really flesh out some of the issues you're working with. And finally, you know, when you go and you look at the agenda and you look at all the speaking events that are happening and gatherings, you know, it's easy to miss some of the collateral events that are going on mm-hmm. and kind of look at ones you may need to register ahead of time for and make sure to get on your agenda and your calendar, because I found there's just another great way to really get into a specific group. These collateral events are put on by different regions, different countries, different organizations focused on a specific area. And it's just a great way to kind of, again, get in front of a smaller group, talk about a specific thing, and meet people on a more personal level than just, you know, trying to wing it.
Yeah, I mean, I think your original point, all the other points sort of led into it, which was shrink the room to do whatever pre-work you need to do to get to your people. You know, whether you've decided what region of the country or what resources you need. Yeah, do the work ahead of time to identify whether it's pre-set meetings or identify content or, you know, sort of the extra events to go to. I really like that sort of metaphor of shrinking the room, because if you're trying to eat the elephant all at one time, it's going to be painful.
Hard. Yeah, it's not possible.
Absolutely. And ultimately, you won't get the outcomes that you could by getting focused. So, no, I love that. Love that a lot.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see you in late June, and we'll put your contact details in the description. So, and again, really encourage folks to pre-contact not just Dave, but all the resources we're having here to get with the people you need to and shrink the room.
Yeah, love it.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Dave.
Yeah, of course.